Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, I am joined by author and CEO of Relentless Phoenix, Yanne Sneed. Today, we're going to be talking about perseverance and not letting nothing stop you. Yanne has faced a lot of challenges, but she made it through and she's got a book out there and she's got her business. So we're going to be talking to her about her story and about everything that she's up to. So Yanne, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself and also let us know about your name. That's a pretty name.
Well, it's Yanne. Nothing really to it. Mama had a funny story about it, but she created it all on her own. So I definitely appreciate that. And a little bit about me. Well, I'll give you the short version. I didn't have an easy road in life. I was dealt with a bad hand in life. I didn't have a lot of support system when I was younger. My mom was a single mom that tried to raise me the best way she could. There's no handbook on how to parent, but she did the best that she could. Throughout my younger years, I was emotionally and mentally abused by her. So I lost my identity and purpose in this world. Didn't really know how to function in this world. So I was just going through this world really doubtful, always asking why I had to go through this experience or this experience being bullied. So I had a very negative outlook on life and about myself. My sperm donor, which is my actual dad, I don't really call him that because he also mentally, emotionally abused me along with sexually abusing me as well. In my younger years, so I really had a lot of void that was inside of me. I filled it up with aggression. I didn't really know which way was up when I was going older, so I didn't really have a best guide on how to be my best self, my best version of myself. And throughout that whole entire time, I did feel like this wasn't what I was meant to go through, just the trauma alone. I was very religious back then, so I believed that God wasn't through with me yet. I had a purpose. I didn't know why. I was still questioning why I had to go through these things, but I later on found out once I got into high school, I get into this mentorship program where I saw this spark in me when I started being around other individuals and helping them advocate for themselves. And what I found out that I was connected with them through my pain. I saw that I was feeling the void in a positive way now. Before, I was doing it negatively. So now I'm at a position where mentoring kind of helped me see how I can use my pain and my negative thoughts or how I overcame my obstacles and adversities now can help someone else out. So when I start seeing that spark throughout my mentorship, I start feeling belonging and purpose. So I started when I went to college, I did social work because I wanted to help individuals just because I wanted to have that flow and keep going through me, the fact that I'm helping individuals through my pain because it was healing me as well. After college, well, before that, I was going through a lot, but I finally graduated. I was going through a lot of depression and I was getting ready to drop out and a whole different things. But I finally did graduate. After 5 years, I graduated and I wanted to do more outside of just social work, being a social worker. So in 2022, I started my own business called Relentless Phoenix. And around that same time, I started, which is a life coaching business. And then after that, I did my novel called Manifest Your Cancer that's on Amazon. That talks about a lot of the tools that I use to get over a lot of my adversities and speak heavily on emotional resilience and purpose. And now I am doing my life coaching business for a while now, helping individuals get over their adversities, and it's been great.
Okay, so tell us some of the misconceptions of emotional resilience in the face of adversity.
Yeah, so two things. Individuals think that it's easy to have emotional resilience. It's not, but I believe that it's important because we need emotional resilience in order to get back up to fight the next obstacle. We can't just be, once we fall, stay down. Emotional resilience is all about getting back up, and it's not easy to get back up. So we have to really want it and commit to fighting another day. And when it comes down to emotional resilience, well, the whole commitment of emotional resilience is important as well, because life is going to happen. And if you don't have building those strong muscles to keep continuing, then you're going to let life overcome you, which is one of the things that I speak about heavily in my book, is the fact that how emotional resilience plays a real strong mental part in growing and adapting and learning from your experiences.
So define your definition of self-love and let the listeners know how you practice that in your daily life.
Yeah, so self-love is just being authentic to yourself, being true to who you are. I practice that by not really tuning into a lot of media, social media, because I can really put a damper on your identity, put a damper on your mental health. Trying to fit in into this little perfect world that's not really a perfect world. I also meditate. I do affirmations. I make sure that I give myself grace and forgiveness if I make mistakes and learn from them.
Talk about how important empowerment is to you and also talk about what you do to help empower others.
Yeah, so other than helping individuals in my life coaching business, I also am a mother and of two girls. So they look to me a lot to know how to function in this world and how to handle themselves in this world, especially when they have something that is tough or challenging. So I show them what it looks like through me. So I'm their leader. I have to lead first and face my fears or empower myself to get through different situations that I have to go through as an adult. So I show them by leading them. One is 8 right now, so she's going through that whole stage of really feeling her way through this world and who she is. So I really teach her how to love herself first and foremost, because you can't empower yourself and be a best friend if you hate yourself. So I start teaching her how to love herself internally, and then outwardly comes your confident empowerment.
So talk about how important spirituality is in your life and the practices that you use to connect spiritually.
Yeah, so I found my spirituality very common and soothing. Spirituality is always asking about looking within, and that's very important when it comes to dealing with life. You don't want to be external with how you feel. You want to be very internal. You want to be self-aware. You want to have empathy. You want to be very mindful of your thoughts and your behaviors that's around you and around others as well. So being spiritual always put you in the forefront in a way, so you can look internally at yourself and how you interact with the world. And it also keeps you accountable as well to what you need to do for yourself and keep the and to find your best self and purpose.
What advice would you give someone struggling with self-love and having trouble finding their purpose?
Yeah, usually self-love and having and finding your purpose, struggling with that usually come from state of confusion and being lost. So what I tell some of my clients is that the past is gone, the future is never here. You only have this moment, and you have to stay in this moment. The next choice is yours. So do you want to keep on feeling doubtful and full of self-love, or do you want to be in a state of happiness and wholesome? Now the choice is yours. You have to be committed in that choice regardless of how hard it gets. So if you're trying to find self-love, start with the small things. Start building your confidence up to what you wanted to be, what it looks like for you. Depending on, how you want to be shaped into this world and how you want to be interacting as well. So if it's all about looks, or you just want to feel beautiful on the outside and get your hair done, do small things towards whatever that goal is, and just make sure when you sleep good at night that it's authentic and it's not because you are basing yourself off of someone else. You don't need to compare yourself, just improve yourself.
All right. Well, tell us about your book, where we can get it, and what listeners can expect when they read it.
Yeah, so as I said before, Manifest Your Canvas is on Amazon. It's all about emotional resilience and mental clarity, finding your purpose, affirmations, and these are the same tools and tricks that I use in my own daily life. And I also have different stories in it as well, other things that I had to go through in order to reach them, whatever the chapter you're reading, I have my stories in there. So if we're talking about purpose, I have a story in about that, how I found my purpose, or talking about different things about my spirituality, everything is in there. And it's easy to use tools and resources that you can implement today in order to be the individual that you wish to see in this world.
Tell us about any upcoming projects that you're working on that people need to know about.
Yeah, so one of the projects I'm working on now is also doing a podcast. It's going to be named after my business, Relentless Phoenix. It's going to be airing on YouTube. If you would like to know more about that, you can definitely reach me on my website, which is janaysmee.com, or my social media handle, Relentless Phoenix 00. The 00 is for Xfinity Sign, which is talking about always beginning, never ending. And those where you can reach me after my podcast.
Right, we just gave out your website, yanaysneed.com. That was my next question. So close us out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something I forgot to talk about that you would like to touch on, or any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Yeah, two thoughts I always want to leave the listeners with. The first one is a quote that I always say to my clients, and it's age does not determine your maturity, but what you learn from your experiences justifies your growth. No matter where you are in life, you're meant to be in the exact moment, learn from it, and then grow from it. And the second thing is, if you really want to love yourself, find grace and grace within yourself, and also forgiveness, and then everything else will work itself out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yanaysneed.com. Please be sure to check her out. Follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guests or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. Jump on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review, hit that follow button. As always, thank you for listening and supporting the show. And Yane, thank you for joining us and sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. God bless one.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.